after the collapse of the United States takes place, people will look back at today and they will say, well, all the signs were there. I mean, look, they had, you know, transgender admirals in the Navy and Space Force lecturing you about why, if you promote enough pronouns, we'll win wars. And, you know, the money printing was insane. The elections were rigged. The media was all fake. The dollars were losing value by the day. I mean, they'll look back and say, well, all the signs were there. How could those people not have known? They're talking about us right now, today. How could we have not known that the collapse was imminent? So now here we are in the present, looking around, seeing these things. And to many of us who are outside the box thinkers, the collapse is obvious. There is no other outcome that's possible. The system is unsustainable, then by definition, it must collapse. But to the oblivious masses, and of course those who are advocates of the continuation of the system, they're in a state of either denial or ignorance. They either don't see what's happening, they're not aware of anything, somehow. I'm not even sure how that's possible. But people like to live in their own little narrow worlds of, you know, celebrities or sports or travel or whatever, video games. Or those people are delusional. They're completely dishonest about where we are, where we're going, and what's likely to occur. Those are the people who will be the most radically psychologically fractured as the collapse takes place. Now, fortunately, you're not one of those people by definition, because if you're listening to this, you're way ahead of the curve. You have a sense of what's coming. You're probably much better prepared for it than most people. And I want to reiterate that I genuinely believe the number one most important thing that you can continue to do to prepare for the collapse is to listen to alternative media, which includes, of course, this broadcast or podcast and interviews and so on. But it's not just me, obviously. There are many others out there, and our platform, Brighteon.com, provides a free speech video space for people to tell the truth. And we have Brighteon.tv, where you can watch package shows every day that are covering current events, and then also BrighteonRadio.com, which is audio only. And then if you want to get information via social media formats, mostly text, but sometimes memes and images, you can check out either the well-established Brighteon.social website or the new Brighteon.io, which operates a lot like Twitter, except it's completely decentralized. It has no central servers, and it's blockchain-driven, and it's uncensorable. Nobody can shut it down. It will survive World War III. So wherever you are, make sure you have an account on Brighteon.io. My username there is HealthRanger. And if you download the app from Brighteon.io/applications, then by running the app, you don't even need domain names to work. So that's how you can still function and receive messages and send messages, even in the middle of a nuclear war that takes out half the internet or more, by the way. So we literally built a nuclear war resistant content distribution network that is uncensorable and non-confiscatable. Government can't even shut it down because there are no central servers anywhere. Think about that. Pretty wild. That's Brighteon.io. Okay. Now, with all that said, there are going to be two types of people post-collapse. Number one, there will be people who are completely wiped out financially because they were oblivious, because they did not heed the warnings, because they kept all their money in dollars in the banks or in euros or whatever, or yen if they're in Japan. Because they did those things, they will lose everything, everything that's not nailed down. In other words, everything that's not physical. They may still keep their home, their land, you know, the clothes on their back, their car, whatever, but they will lose everything that is dollar denominated. They'll lose treasuries, they'll lose bonds, they'll lose pensions, and of course, everything in the bank. Then there will be a second class of people, or a second type of person. I don't want to refer to them as classes. It doesn't mean anybody's better than anybody else. It just means they're more prepared. But the second type of person is someone who got out of the dollar and who had backup supplies of food, emergency communications, emergency medicine, you know, all these things. And most importantly, in terms of assets, was able to transition their assets into something that held value, such as gold and silver, or perhaps Bitcoin, or Monero, or other crypto. And then they didn't lose everything. Those people will become the new wealthy in society. So you are about to see such a dramatic shift. Actually, there are two shifts taking place. That's the financial shift right there. Those who are invested in dollars will lose their dollars. They will become the newly impoverished. Those who invested in gold and silver and crypto or real assets, they will become the new wealthy. At the same time, those who took a bunch of jabs and keep taking jabs and are going to line up and take flu shots and bird flu vaccines and all that, those people will mostly be dead. And the people who didn't take the jabs will be the survivors of that event. And if you think about, we're talking about two decisions about two key events with four quadrants of possible outcomes, right? You have the worst case of all, which is people who took jabs and kept all their savings in dollars. They will lose their money and they will lose their life. Okay? Worst possible outcome. And then you have the best possible outcome, people who didn't take the jabs and who didn't keep their life savings in dollars, who got into gold and silver and took care of their health. They will have the best possible outcome. And then you have the two other outcomes that are a combination. Some people took the jabs but got out of the dollar. Other people avoided the jabs, but kept their savings in dollars. Here's the question. Which quadrant are you in? And which quadrant do you want to be in? Because as of right now, you can still make a choice. You can change your future. Even if you took jabs, there are things that you can do right now to heal yourself. We now know how to detox the spike protein. I did a recent interview with Dr. Brian Artis about that. And there's a lot of great information out there about how to do that. You can improve your health no matter what, starting right now. And if you're all invested in dollars and dollar-denominated assets right now and you want to make a change, you still have a chance to do it. Think about it. The banks still work. The bank bail-ins haven't really begun yet. The FDIC hasn't collapsed yet. The Treasury hasn't defaulted on the dollar yet. It's like you can see the future, but you're still living in the pre-future, which is the present. And so you can take actions in the present to alter your future, and you have the advantage of being able to see it. I mean, it's almost like a secret superhero power, like Future Man or whatever, Future Woman, Future Ma'am. How about that? A transgender superhero who can see the future. We'll call them Transgender Ma'am. Future Ma'am. But then, of course, there's the obvious question people will ask. Well, how do you know for sure that your vision of the future is accurate? Well, look, as I've stated many times, we don't know every detail. We don't know exactly when. We don't know what it's going to look like exactly. We only know the broad strokes. And the reason we know that is what I started out with here today. Because after the collapse, people will look back at today and they will say, how could they not have known? The signs are so obvious, and also I can do math. And if you can do math, you know that this dollar debt Ponzi scheme is not sustainable. You also know it's coming to an end. It's rapidly approaching the end. Part of that is because of the rise of the BRICS nations and the BRICS currencies, and the other part is the fact that the Federal Reserve is printing money to buy the debt that the Treasury is trying to auction off, but almost nobody wants to buy it anymore. So we're now printing our own fake fiat counterfeit currency to buy our own debt to keep the Ponzi scheme going a little bit longer, which is like, you know, a heroin junkie double stacking and triple stacking heroin highs in order to never have to come down from it and never have to break the habit. And that does not end well. It ends in a exploded heart or whatever people die from when they have a heroin overdose. That's where we are. I don't think there's any legitimate debate necessary at this point. If anybody's out there arguing that, oh no, this is all good. this whole system is perfectly sustainable. Yeah, we can print trillions of dollars every 90 days. It doesn't matter. Debt doesn't matter. The dollar is going to be fine. It's all good. Those people have no credibility, whoever they are, mostly government propagandists. That position has no credibility. They're the same people arguing that inflation doesn't exist and that men can become women, or that the open borders are not a problem, or that, I don't know, that Ukraine is going to defeat Russia in this war. I mean, these are indefensible false claims. They are completely dissociated from reality. So we don't even have to debate that the dollar will collapse, especially if you know anything about history. You know that anytime a government keeps printing, especially by the trillions, which I think this is the first time that has happened. Well, actually, it's not the first time. Other currencies have gone into trillions before, that's true. And they've all collapsed. I can't think of any example, actually, throughout the history of the world, not Weimar Republic, Germany, not Yugoslavia, Zimbabwe, Chile, Venezuela, even the, you know, the Civil War colonial script, any of this stuff, all throughout the history of Europe and Asia, the whole world. I can't think of a single example where some government got to printing trillions of dollars and then they paid off all the debt and everything came back to normal. Can you? Can you think of any example of that? I can't. It's done. It always ends in collapse. And this time will be no different. This will also end in collapse. So decide for yourself now where you want to be on this quadrant system. Do you want to have your health and your wealth intact? If so, well, stay away from the jabs and get out of the dollar. If you want to lose your health and your wealth, you know, keep taking vaccines and keep all your money in the bank, and you will lose your money and your life as if you're being mugged. You know, the mugger points a gun at your face and says, your money or your life. But the government says, we'll take both. And some people line up and say, okay, give me the jab and take my money. And then boom, they're done for. So the solutions, and a couple of sponsors here, because I do want you to have access to these solutions. So first of all, our gold and silver sponsor, which is a really reliable provider, one of the largest wholesalers, their sister company is, of gold and silver in North America. And they're called the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can reach them via metalswithmike.com. Their prices are very competitive, extremely good. Fill out their form there. They'll contact you back. You can also check real-time prices on their website, live prices. I do not earn a commission on any sales. There's no room for any commissions. It's very thin margins, but they'll give you fantastic value and security, excellent customer service in delivering physical gold and silver into your hands, or they can vault it for you, and they can even set up an IRS-approved silver IRA if that suits you. So contact them at metalswithmike.com. The second form of gold you may want to check out, it's a different type of thing. They're called goldbacks. I've talked about them for about 6 months now because we did the laboratory testing and confirmed how much gold they contain. There's physical gold in each goldback, and they're beautiful works of art, by the way, and they make gold highly divisible. So you can get 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold in a goldback that's it's a one, or you can get 5/1,000ths or 10/1,000ths, and these are very divisible, very recognizable. They're going to be really excellent for local community use in the post-collapse scenario. It's a different way to stack gold, but a highly divisible, high utility way to stack gold. And you can check them out at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Verifiedgoldbacks.com. And their value rises along with the value of gold itself. So it's just, again, it's just another format, a way to store gold. Now back to the Treasure Island Company, they have a really amazing special right now on so-called junk silver, which is also called constitutional silver. Pre-1965 silver coins, or U.S. mint coins that are quarters and dimes and so on, that are about 90% silver content. They have them now, I think it's $1.19 over spot price, which is a just a truly almost unbelievable good deal. It's remarkable. I've never seen the premium so low on that. Now, the thing about junk silver is that it's recognizable as a U.S. mint. They're U.S. minted quarters and dimes and half dollars and so on, but they, again, they're 90% silver. And because they're pre-1965, very quickly, everybody in your local community in a post-collapse scenario will come to recognize these as high silver content coins. And so they're valued for the silver they contain, not the face value. Like a quarter, you know, it says 25 cents, but the silver it contains is worth a lot more than 25 cents. And so those are on special right now at the Treasure Island Company. Go to metalswithmike.com to take advantage of that. In the meantime, it's a good idea to have a little bit of extra cash on hand in case the ATMs go down. Cash will probably be recognized for some period of time. It's a great idea to also look into crypto. We have a show, decentralize.tv. You want to see all my shows where I've interviewed experts in Monero and privacy coins and everything from Beam and Dash and Firo and also Bitcoin and a bunch of other things. And you can get educated on that. If you don't know what to do, the sort of default crypto is Bitcoin, and the default privacy crypto is currently Monero. So start there if you don't know where else to begin. But the bottom line is, do your research and do what's right for you. I mean, yeah, check with all your financial advisors and realize I'm not your financial advisor and understand there's risk in every decision and so on and so forth. But if you do your homework on this, then I think you will find that you're in good shape and you'll be well prepared for what's coming. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also Brighteon.com. Take care. We've got several high demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out, golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health. And it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. It's I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out. And remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at Brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.